So making sure that you know what your purpose is and being crystal clear, what does financial freedom look like? What, put a number behind that.
If you're on the verge of quitting your network marketing career, please don't do anything before you watch this entire video. In this video, we are going to talk about resilience. Growing your own business comes with its challenges. Let's talk about how you can stay resilient during these hard moments. Have you experienced a time when resilience paid off in your business? Share with us in the chat what you think about these tips. So tell us about some ways that you guys have practiced resilience in your business.
Well, for me, personal development is a huge part. And I think it was a book or podcast that was called Breaking the Habit of Giving Up. Because how many of us, we start something, right? We're so excited, we keep going. And then when times gets hard or we realize that it's not actually as easy as we thought it would be, we tend to pull back into the comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Or they also say when the times get tough, the shiny objects get shinier. So we tend to see something else that is more attractive, like, oh, that would be easier, or those products are more affordable or more exciting. Yeah, and we tend to jump from one thing to another, giving up what we already spent a certain amount of time off building and totally scratching it off and starting over. So when you keep starting over, that's when you lose that magic, because it's the hardest time when you're starting over, because you have to learn everything new. You have to build that network. You have to build the skill sets. So yeah, like Brandy said in the beginning, just don't give up. Stay in the game long enough to see the results. And for me, it was when I realized that there is such thing as telling yourself, I'm at point of no return. Like, mm-hmm. That's it. This is it for me. I'm done jumping around. I'm going to figure out how to do this one thing, do or die, right? There's no, I'm going to just try and see if it works or not. That's never going to work, right? Because you give yourself a chance to fail and go back to your comfort zone in this case. So when you commit to what you decided however long ago that I'm going to do it, do or die, and I'm at the point of no return, you will see totally different energy that you're going to have and how you're going to show up. And you're not going to care if what people think, and you're not going to care if someone's going to buy or not buy. You're only going to care, you know, did I contribute today enough to someone's life? Did I make a difference for someone? So you're going to start caring more about other people than yourself. And this is the magic that you're going to need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the second thing, and a lot of you will have been told that you've got to have a why, and a why that makes you cry. Have a sense of purpose and know what your purpose is, and know what you want, and know what that crazy big ass goal is.
Mm-hmm.
And have that pull you. And so often, if things are not going well and you are struggling, is that your comfort zone and your unconscious is actually going to try and pull you back into the past, because it knows that things are safe there. Even if you don't have enough money to pay the bills, you don't have, you know, nobody's happy, you are, whatever it is that you are struggling with, it's still what is known. And it is comfortable.
Yep.
And so your unconscious and is going to try and pull you back there. And it's important to become aware when things are not going as well as they could be.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are struggling, and when maybe you have had one or two more learning opportunities. I'm going to call them learning opportunities.
Yeah.
Okay. But when you've had one or two more learning opportunities than maybe you would like to have had, that you're going to think, oh, maybe it's just easier just to go back to, you know. And for me, a lot of people, you know, said to me, well, why don't you just go back to being a dentist?
Mm-hmm.
I said, no. That actually was not an option.
You'd already drawn that line of sand, like Kat was talking about.
And there was no longer an option. So making sure that you know what your purpose is and being crystal clear about that, about what that is. Because so often people will say, oh, well, I want more time freedom. I want more financial freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What does that look like?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that time freedom? What does that mean? What are you going to do? What does financial freedom look like? What, put a number behind that.
Mm-hmm.
What does that look like?
And feel it.
And then put yourself in that place when you are no longer tied to a 9-to-5, when you are no longer hustling 24/7, when you have a choice every day as to, oh, what am I going to do today?
Yeah.
How am I going to spend my day today? When you no longer worry about the overdraft and you go to a restaurant and you read from the left side of the menu, not the right side of the menu.
Mm-hmm.
You don't look at the prices. When money is no longer an issue in your life, what does that look like? How does that feel? What is when you can actually taste what that feels like? And your dream may not be financial freedom. Your dream may be something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
This is specific for you. But knowing what that is, how that feels, what your life looks like, can you paint that picture? Can you feel what that feels like? And this is where that may make you cry.
Mm-hmm.
That will make you cry because you feel it so strongly that that is what pulls you. And when you are going through that struggle, is know that you're unconscious, know that your comfort zone, know that your past is going to try and pull you back.
Yeah.
And be aware of that and think, okay, I got it. Thank you for trying to keep me safe, because that's all it's trying to do is mm-hmm. keep you safe and keep you in the known.
Mm-hmm.
But I got it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think a big piece that plays into resilience, which you absolutely need in this industry, is having a support system, whether it's a community of people, mentors mm-hmm. there. Because, you know, when I got started in this, I was a teacher of 10 years, assistant principal. No one around me was doing this was like voodoo. Like, oh, you're in one of those, right? and now everybody knows about it. Yeah, but like yeah. back then, you know, it was like, you're a professional and you're doing that on yeah. the side. So it was like looked down upon. Mm-hmm. And I felt that the people around me didn't have these dreams. Like they were stuck in this box because you can only make a certain amount of income. You can only bank up a certain amount of saved days to take a vacation. Like, and I just felt like I had this, like, there has to be more to life. And so when I stumbled upon entrepreneurship, it was just like, oh my gosh, like the sky's the limit. And I had people in the community of other entrepreneurs that thought like me, that had big goals and then were hungry, like to chase and go after it no matter what, no matter how many times you fell down, no matter how many people laughed at you or scoffed at you or, you know, just thought you were ridiculous for ditching what you went to school for to pursue something completely different. You know what I mean? And had I not had a community of people, which, and it was you guys, you know, in the community we're learning to lean on, to, you know, lean to people that were, you know, a couple steps ahead of us, being like, we did that, that's normal, like to help pick you back up, to bounce back faster so you can continue running. And then having a mentor that challenged you and pulled those bigger things out of you because you did know that you can do this and you're meant for more. And anyways, I think that has played a major role as well, because a lot of entrepreneurs and even people inside our own community, I mean, we have facilitated, you know, with a beach buddy inside where they can, you know, lock arms with someone to be accountable and those type of things. But, you know, we want that community for our people. Mm-hmm. To be able to lean on, because outside of it, it's lonely.
Very. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, even your close friends, like I had people that I've known for years, friends in my wedding, like just college teammates, right? I've known them longer than I've known y'all, but it's like they would never see eye to eye on these type of things and what I want in my life, out of my life, and the impact I want to make, you know? And so it's like, oh my gosh. Then when we all met, and having each other to lean on, it's like now these people really get me.
Yeah.
Like, and not that people don't, but to be so in alignment with those type of things is, it's huge. And you've got to have someone there to help you because it's not easy. And, you know, you're going to have your ups, your downs. But at the end of the day, having a support system, being around like-minded people and having mentorship to keep you moving, keep you growing, is definitely vital
mm-hmm.
role.
And
one of the biggest things, and I don't want to say like it's probably the most important, but I will say it's pretty much up there. Like, it's, you have to be disciplined.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you can have this huge purpose. Yeah. You can have a community of people that support you. You can have all these things. But if you don't make that commitment to be disciplined and stay consistent and actually doing the do, it's all for nothing.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's like staying disciplined, whether it's working or not, doing the things that your mentors say that you need to be doing, you know, focusing, like being disciplined enough to dive deep into your purpose and into, you know, that thing that you're doing this for. And because if you're not consistent, like we see it all the time with our students, mm-hmm. where they're like gung-ho for a week and they're so into it, and then all of a sudden they're gone. Mm-hmm. The discipline wasn't there. They hadn't drawn the line in the sand, mm-hmm. that I'm not going back, I'm not doing anything different. Mm-hmm. And you have to consciously say, I'm disciplined enough to keep going. You're every day you're doing something, mm-hmm. for your business to reach that goal, whatever it may be.
So basically what we've learned here is that resilience is a skill that can and should be developed and strengthened over time. When you learn how to adapt, persevere, and focus on personal development, you will see that growth. Join our free online community with over 10,000 network marketers just like you to surround yourself with support. And check out the link in the description below.